Our guest today is Frank Holmes, CEO of U.S. Global Investors. How are you doing, Frank?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. You recently noted that for the first time in several years, gold mining stocks are outpacing the yellow metal itself, which you consider a win-win. Could you expand on that?
Well, I think the big thing, Stephen, is that we've seen by the end of December of 2013 where gold stocks fell for 3 years in a row. Now, over 30 years of data, that's only happened three times. Mathematically, we were down what they call two standard deviations, which meant that we're due for a substantial rally. That is just based on price and historical movement. What we've seen also that's important that's taken place this year is stocks far outperformed bullion because many CEOs have lost their jobs. Companies have restructured, down basically streamlined their operations and focused on profitable reserves, profitable production, rather than growth for any sake.
Now, you recognize that there are challenges in the gold mining sector, particularly the specific price levels that need to be in place in order for these mining companies to be profitable.
Yes, they ran their costs up because what we saw on looking at data points is that the cost of mining equipment, the cost of engineering to comply with all the environmental demands and the environmental rulemaking grew faster than the price of gold. So they had external factors that were driving up their cost structure faster than their revenue line. Now you're seeing this reverse where they've cut back on development, et cetera, and focused on only high-quality production. And the companies that we really like are the ones that demonstrate on a fundamental basis. Now, on our website, we have a cube, we like to call it, and we have found that the three key factors of looking at gold stocks or resource stocks is growth in production, growth in reserves, and growth in cash flow. And what we do on an individual name is compare that, so say, to all the stocks that are in the HUI or the GDXJ, and what is the average in that index. And then we take a look at the individual names, which have a catalyst, a management, and a momentum, that they're increasing over the next 18 months, their production faster than the index, their reserves faster than the index, and their cash flow potential will be faster than the index overall growth.
So in terms of individual stocks, one company, Comstock Mining, is a position that you hold in your gold and precious metals fund. Could you tell us a little about that?
Well, it's a U.S.-based mining operation that it looks like, it, you know, if you look at its profile, it has the potential, and based on press releases and financials and feasibilities they've sent out, their production profile is faster than any gold index. CIBC recently came out with a piece of research showing that they expect gold supply from mines to actually be falling for the first time over the next 5 years. This is a company that has a very constructive growth profile. The other one, which we recently commented on this in our portfolio, is Klondex. And Klondex also has a very robust growth profile compared to any index, and it has excellent sponsorship, like Franco-Nevada, which is a royalty company. Royalty companies are companies that we love because they have high-margin business, like Royal Gold, Franco-Nevada. They seem to have each year that one stock outperforms the other, but overall, these companies have better performance than any major gold index. Well, Franco-Nevada has a royalty on some of Klondex's operations, and the chairman of Franco-Nevada, Pierre Lassonde, who used to be the head of the World Gold Council, used to be the CEO of Newmont, has spoken very favorably in interviews regarding Klondex.
So for an investor who doesn't want the risk of an individual stock, U.S. Global offers a variety of mutual funds that would allow them to gain these kinds of exposure. And in fact, some of the companies you've mentioned are holdings in your Gold and Precious Metals Fund, the World Precious Minerals Fund.
Correct.
Can you just briefly tell us about the various fund options at U.S. Global for a gold investor?
Sure. If you're looking for a little more growth and percent, even for exploration, we have about 15% in developing gold mining companies. And that would be in our World Precious Minerals Fund, UNWPX, is the stock symbol for that fund, UNWPX. Now, if it's just pure gold producers, then it's the first NOLO gold fund in America, and that's known as Gold and Precious Metals Fund, and that's USERX, USERX. If you're looking for a more diversified portfolio, which include energy names in addition to gold, etc., then that's our Global Resource Fund, and the symbol there is PFX.
Now, finally, in terms of your overall outlook for gold sector, I know you've got a bullish long-term position, but you've also pointed to autumn as a particular time for investors to watch. Could you explain that time frame there?
Sure. On our website, we have gone back and shown with visuals and explained that there's a very strong cyclical seasonal pattern to gold prices. And we see that they peak just around Chinese New Year. They fall, rally, and they basically bottom somewhere between June and August, and then you have this run that takes place. And it's all tied to religious holidays in Asia and the Middle East. So the first major holiday is over, and that's Ramadan, and you have an Indian wedding season that ended in the mid-July. Then we're going to go into the next season will be a season of lights in India, where gold demand picks up dramatically. Then we're going to have Christmas in Europe and North America, and then we have the Chinese New Year. That sort of pattern is very robust, and it's about a 70% probability of gold and gold stocks rebounding from the summer bottoms.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us today. Thank you again.
Well, thank you, Stephen. And then the last thing I just want to really comment to everyone is make sure that they look at 10% weighting in gold and rebalance. So last year, gold was down. You would have taken profits off the stock market and bought gold inexpensively on a relative basis. And when gold is up phenomenally well against the stock market, take the profits and maintain that 10% level.
Great advice. Thank you.
Thank you.